welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I greet you in that name which is above every name, the matchless, wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And have you ever felt, as you've gone through difficult periods of time in your life, you've said, Lord, why does it have to be so hard? Well, if we're honest, I'm sure we can all admit to have been in that place of weariness and tiredness and exhaustion from the battle. And so that's what I'd like to share these next few days. Try to answering a question, why so hard a battle? Now, we know from Scripture, in fact, before we start, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, there are many right now that may be listening that are going through such a time, a very challenging battle, a very difficult season and time in their lives. Father, sometimes we feel that we're being pressed beyond measure, that we cannot take any more of the burden, of the pressure, of the difficulty, of the responsibility, whatever it may be. But Lord, we do acknowledge and we declare and we confess that you have promised us in your word that you will not allow us to be tested above what we are able. You will never allow the enemy to press us beyond our ability to endure, to stand, to be able to survive and continue. And sometimes, Lord, it feels like a fight for our very survival. But Lord, we thank you again for that wonderful promise. The Lord will perfect that which concerns us. Lord, that your hand is over our life, that you're protecting us, your angels you've given round about us to those who of us, we are the heirs of salvation. And Lord, that we have abundant, many wonderful promises that assure us in faith that you are with us, you will not forsake us, you will not abandon us, but that you will be a very present help in the time of trouble. And Lord, some listening to me right now feel that they're in that exact place. They're in a time of trouble. And so, Father, I'm praying that you would be that, a very present help to them. Whatever the resource or the need is, whether it's spiritual strength, physical health, mental stamina to carry on, Lord, whatever it may be, whatever circumstances may be in their lives, whatever challenges, it could be with relationships, it could be financially, it could be any manner of personal emotions that the enemy would just seek to tear them up. Father, I thank you that you've given us authority, and right now in that authority, I join with my brothers and sisters, and in that authority and in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, which you have given and imparted to us, we rebuke the works of darkness against your people. And Lord, I thank you that your anointing, your presence will destroy the yoke of bondage, of defeat, of hindrance that the enemy would try to place upon your beloved children. And Lord, I thank you that you will encourage hope as well as faith in the hearts of those who are listening. And Lord, that we would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you will never leave us, that you will give us the necessary tools not only spiritually, but sometimes there are very practical things that we can do to make a way through the difficulty that we've encountered. So, Father, in all of these ways, words are so inadequate, but hearts are crying out to you now. Lord, I feel so many that tears are falling. And, Lord, they've been so crushed and so overwhelmed by the difficulties. But, God, you're giving them renewed strength and health. And even now, Lord, they will feel the presence of Almighty God surrounding them and the ministering angels of God round about them. And Lord, that you will make a way, even where there seems to be no way, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. We thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise God. All right, beloved, that's good. God is in the process right now of answering that prayer we've agreed on. Thank you, Lord. As Christians, regardless of how long you've served the Lord, you may be relatively young in Christ, a new believer, or you may have walked with the Lord for many, many decades. You will find, as a Christian, there are two ways to live our lives as Christian. We know, we've confessed, Jesus as our Savior. But we, as we read the Word of God, and Paul gives us much teaching and revelation and understanding about the carnal man. We have a carnal or a fleshly nature. And our spiritual growth and development really, to a great extent, hinges in our ability to master that carnal nature. We are to, quote, mortify or kill the deeds of the body. And by that, Paul is talking about that carnal, old Adamic nature that we have, that whichever human being has that has been born into the world. That's just the natural man, if you will. But when we have an opportunity, when the Lord gives us understanding that there's redemption, that there's salvation, there's deliverance in the Lord Jesus Christ, he promises us that we'll become a new creature. There's a new life that is given to us by God. It is God's divine gift to every child of God, and it is called the born-again experience. Is called being reborn. It is called salvation, praise God. And so we have that opportunity. Once we are in Christ, there are difficulties. We're not delivered from problems, from testings. Sometimes it seems as if they even increase. But beloved, for the redeemed or even the unsaved, life is a test. And the important thing is how we respond. So much of what our life's experiences consist of is how we respond to the difficulties and the battles and the trials that we face. And that response determines the joy and the peace and the happiness and the blessings that we can enjoy. As we were unsaved, if you can remember to that time, unless you were a very young child, we were simply lost without Christ. But as a born-again child of God, we should, according to the promises that God has given us, our ideal is to be like Jesus. Will we ever match it fully in this life? No, because none of us are perfect. That won't happen until we are fully redeemed when we're with the Lord. But the point is, it is our heart which is perfect. It is our mindset. It is our determination to live godly before the Lord. And so, with that desire and with that intention, we want to look and to act and to talk and to be what God says we are, according to the Word of God. And beloved, we're surrounded. It's no light thing. That's why the word says Jesus is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He's not a God far off and distant who, even though we are the work of his hands, we are his creation, there is such an intimate involvement with us because the wonder of wonders, the most incredible, amazing fact, the miracle of the ages is that the Son of God was willing to be born in the likeness of human flesh. He became as one of us, beloved. He knows the sorrows and he knows the heartaches and he knows the disappointments and he knows the rejections. He's lived it. And he suffered with his sinless, perfect life. He suffered a horrific death as a criminal, unwanted, abused, ridiculed by all but a very few handful of his faithful followers. They didn't understand. They didn't. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. But a time is coming, those who have refused to accept his mercy and his kindness and goodness, they're going to have to acknowledge they will see the Lord return in the strength and power of his glory. At the time when the Father says, Son, it's time. Go get your church. Go get my people. Go get my children. And at that glorious time, the heavens will rejoice because God is at the apex, the ultimate plan that saw its beginning with the disobedience of Adam and Eve. It'll be the perfection and the culmination of God's plan through the ages. And so, beloved, it is important that we heed the Word of God. This ministry since 1965, first of all, through my beloved husband, and as I've carried on with him during those years, and since his homegoing on November 3rd, 1997, I've carried on the work of God as God has led to lift up Jesus Christ, to unveil the Lord of glory, that there's no glory to any man, but that Jesus alone shall receive all the glory for all that he has done in our behalf. Well, beloved, my time is gone, and we will get into the message. We haven't even started, but we will begin to share on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join me. If not, go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and our broadcasts are archived there for your convenience. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.